Instagram is now making teen accounts private by default so they can try and better protect kids who are using their very popular social media platform. If you missed the news, yesterday in the U.S., U.K., Canada, and Australia, Instagram made it a rule that anyone under the age of 18 who signs up for the platform will now be placed into restrictive teen accounts. And those with existing accounts will now be migrated over the next 60 days. So if you've got a teen at home and they noticed a big change, here's why. But will this change really be effective? Joining us now is Dr. Don Grant, who is a National Advisor of Healthy Device Management for Newport Healthcare. And just so you know, Newport Healthcare is the nation's leading provider of evidence-based mental health treatment for youth, young adults, and families. Dr. Grant, let's start with that. First of all, are you shocked that Instagram created this brand new teen-only platform?
Good morning. No, I'm not shocked. I mean, I think anyone who's been paying attention has seen that there's been a lot of controversy. There's been a lot of criticism. So, the platforms have been trying to do or working or in discussions wherever they're going to lead for a while now. And, you know, there's the child online privacy legislation. It passed the Senate in July. They brought most of the creators, the heads of these platforms to Washington. And then I don't think that it was a coincidence, maybe it was, that these limitations and restrictions were announced a day before the Key House Committee was scheduled to weigh in on amendments to this Online Safety Act. And so they're looking at it today. So I'm not shocked. I think that there's been such a push that they had to, do something or at least make it look like they were.
So do you think it's going to be effective?
Well, I will. You're in Connecticut, correct?
Yes, I am.
Well, your Attorney General, William Tong, he's just one of many state law enforcement officials who has sued Meta, which Meta owns Facebook and they own Instagram and they own WhatsApp. So he's one of the people who has sued Meta over the child safety practice. And he said, quote, the moves were not nearly enough. But he also said that he feels Meta is doing the very least it can do to look like it's doing something. So your attorney general there, I don't think was pleased. I don't think it's enough, but I think that they had to do something. And I think at least setting some guidelines and a blueprint is a good start.
But it sounds like, Dr. Grant, unless I'm hearing you incorrectly, it sounds like they're just trying to appease people.
Well, I don't know that they're going to appease people. I'm actually, I'm pleased. If I had to have a choice, of course, I would say, yes, let's do something. You have to do something.
Something's better than nothing.
Well, I've been telling parents, and unfortunately, do not count on legislation or the creators. Just going to be one more thing that monitoring this and keeping your kids somewhat safe, even though they'll always find a workaround in a jailbreak, it's just going to be one more thing for parents. But what my concern is, I've got two concerns. One is, do they think this is enough? Because it's not nearly enough. It's a very good start. But they're talking about that they're going to restrict the accounts. They're going to, this is very important, that they're going to, not allow kids and not push any content that is dangerous or that is provocative or that could be, promote risk or risk taking. My question is, what about the kids who already have those feeds, that content pushed to them through the algorithmic feeds and algorithms we already know are established? So I'm wondering,
Right. Okay,
so what about the kids who already have been shown this content, which we know the algorithms then, unfortunately and tragically, will continue to push similar content? Are they going to go in and then start trying to change the algorithms? I hope that they don't think that, oh, we're good now.
So, Dr. Grant, I'm glad that you said that, because when I heard this news, of course, I feel the same way at first. Something's better than nothing, right? But then I'm thinking about this as a news reporter. I'm saying, okay, so you maybe cut down on predators who are able to connect with teen users over, sex or drugs or whatever,
right?
Okay, so we've cut that down. That's great. Fine. But the bigger issue, what I think is interesting about this, is the bigger issue with social media is online bullying and mental health crises, like the way that kids view themselves, their body images, and the way they attack each other online and sending school threats or making fun of somebody on platforms like a Snapchat and having it go away. What's funny about this, and I don't mean it like ha-ha funny, I mean like, really, are you kidding? Is it doesn't address that whatsoever. All you're doing is almost making a platform solely created for kids to just better attack each other, because now you've eliminated the rest of the population older than 18. I don't know if you agree.
I agree. And I think parents and adults, we are, you know, we have these issues too. But you said some great things, and I'll just let you know, I've been working in this area, in this space, for about 14 years. Mm-hmm. And I'll just tell you, just yesterday, because I get calls all the time, and I'm very fortunate I have a lot of opportunities to speak and write. But I just got a call again yesterday, and it's not the first, of a mom who is panicking and doesn't know what to do because her 14-year-old son was groomed by a male adult on Instagram. And cyberaggression is one of my cause celebs, and I don't mean that in a good way. And I do a lot of presentations and speaking about it. I'm doing a couple coming up this fall. The idea that the accounts will be private, meaning that the kids who are 16 and under will not have their accounts public, and then the parents will have to decide if they want it. They won't be public, they'll be private. They will not allow it to be public unless the parents, go in there. What we know about this, and I don't know, I've raised teenagers, you give them a challenge, and that is the greatest thing for them. They will find workarounds, like I said. So what you're saying, I agree with. And the cyber aggression and the cyber bullying and the body image, and, you know, this is really horrifying. But Instagram, long ago, this is before what we see going on in TikTok and going on YouTube, there was hashtag self-harm. This was long ago. Mm-hmm. And when Instagram found out about it or we took it down, all the kids did was just they kept adding an M to the word harm. At the end, I forget how many it was. So they just found a way to continue to view this content. But the other thing that I'm hoping, now that Instagram and, well, Meta has done this, it kind of forces the other ones, which are
right,
just
like
as
a Facebook,
bad or
all their other platforms. I was going to ask that,
well,
Dr. Grant.
Well, I'm talking about TikTok.
So outside
the
of Meta.
Don't really. Kids left Facebook when we all went on it.
That's fair. That's fair. No, I see what you're saying. Yeah, like what about a Snapchat? What about a TikTok? All the, I mean, there's so many platforms.
YouTube.
I mean, yeah, exactly. YouTube. Sure.
One of the things that we're seeing is practitioners, and this is across the country, and this is a phenomenon that started last fall even. We have these influencers who are giving psychological and psychiatric advice to teens. And so as practitioners, we are not happy. We're very concerned. I'm writing about this right now, that we have kids coming into our offices who have never been in therapy, never been in treatment, never talked to anyone. They're coming in and they're saying, oh, Dr. Grant, this is going to be really easy for you. I can already tell you, I have borderline personality disorder. I'm bipolar. I've got DID. And they start giving us these diagnoses. And we sit there and I say, oh, that's charming. Okay, so where? You've never met with anyone. Where did you get these diagnoses? TikTok.
Yeah.
Instagram.
you are speaking my language more than you know, Dr. Grant, only because as a news reporter, you have no idea. Well, maybe you do. My blood boils when I have people say, well, I don't know if your news is accurate because I was watching TikTok, and I'm like, I'm done. I can't. I can't.
Mismouth disinformation is another one of my causes. And the kids, this is where they get their news. Mm-hmm. It's also what you said. There's something called a differential susceptibility. And, you know, there's not a blanket for anyone. And that's it for about anything. You know, there's no real blanket absolute for most things. And so even when they talk about age restrictions and they're saying, oh, we're doing this for 16. Okay, well, I don't know about you, but I've met lots of kids and worked with lots of kids. And the variance between different kids of the same age can be profound. You know, a lot of parents don't even allow their kids. And I live in California, driving age 16. A lot of parents delay because they just feel that their child is not ready to have a driver's license.
Right.
But there's a lot of kids out there who have mental health struggles. They've got pre-existing or prodromal, which means that it looks like it's going to emerge, mental health conditions. And so when I see these restrictions and I see they're going to, you know, oh, they're going to stop them from receiving notifications between 10 and 7, I say, great, because sleep hygiene is one of the big concerns amongst also the ones you said, of course. But they're going to stop them from receiving notifications between 10 and 7. That's great for sleep hygiene. Okay, but that doesn't mean they can't go on it and be scrolling on it and look at it all night long.
Exactly, exactly. And Dr. Don Grant, I want to thank you so much. We have run out of time, but I think you bring up such great points, and certainly from your perspective, a National Advisor of Healthy Device Management for Newport Healthcare. And again, Newport Healthcare, the nation's leading provider of evidence-based mental health treatment for youth, young adults, and families. We appreciate your insight this morning.